Welcome once again to About Music with Brian. Today it's the Golden Trumpet and Concertos for Trumpet. Few instruments announce themselves with greater confidence than the trumpet. For centuries, its brilliant ringing tone was associated with royalty, ceremony, and military splendor. Long before it became a member of the orchestra, the trumpet proclaimed victories, marked important occasions, and added brilliance to great celebrations. The earliest orchestral trumpets were natural trumpets. These were long instruments without valves, able to produce only the notes of the harmonic series. Skilled players learned to perform astonishingly difficult music on these instruments, especially in the high register, where more notes became available. The natural trumpet was played almost entirely by the player's lips and breath. It had no valves, no keys, no slides to select different notes. Everything changed towards the end of the 18th century. Instrument maker Anton Weidinger developed the keyed trumpet, allowing performers to play fully chromatic melodies for the first time. This transformed the trumpet. Composers immediately recognized its possibilities. The trumpet was no longer confined to brilliant fanfares. It could sing long lyrical melodies, weave intricate passages with astonishing agility, and stand proudly before an orchestra as a true solo instrument. Composers quickly discovered that beneath its brilliance lay an unexpected elegance and warmth. This program follows that remarkable journey. Beginning with the splendor of the Baroque trumpet and George Philipp Telemann and Johann Wilhelm Hertel, it moves to the classical masterpieces of Haydn and Hummel, introducing two delightful concertos that deserve to be heard far more often. Together they reveal the trumpet not only as the orchestra's brightest voice, but as an instrument capable of grace, wit, nobility, and lyrical beauty. The trumpet is often associated with brilliance and ceremony, but this time you will hear another side of the instrument, one capable of singing with remarkable warmth and elegance. As you listen, notice how each composer uses the trumpet differently. Hertel celebrates its Baroque splendor. Haydn introduces a revolutionary new instrument capable of lyrical melody. Hummel crowns the classical tradition with dazzling virtuosity. Each composer explores a different personality of the trumpet. Sometimes it is bold and ceremonial. Sometimes it is lyrical and almost vocal. Sometimes it is playful and witty. Notice too how the orchestra changes its role from supporting majestic fanfares in Hertel to engaging in an elegant musical conversation with the soloist in Haydn and Hummel. By the end of the program, you may well hear the trumpet not merely as the brightest instrument in the orchestra, but one of its most expressive. Let's start off with George Philipp Telemann's Trumpet Concerto in D. It's a splendid introduction to the natural trumpet, ceremonial brilliance, but also a surprisingly expressive slow movement. The natural trumpet was played almost entirely by the player's lips and breath. It has no valves, keys, or slides to select different notes. That explains something we're going to hear particularly well in our Telemann. In the upper register, namely the clarino register, the natural harmonics lie close enough to produce something approaching a usable scale. That is why a skilled 18th century trumpeter could suddenly play surprisingly elaborate melodies high above the orchestra, despite having an instrument with no valves at all. It required extraordinary control. Tiny changes in lip tension could move the note to the neighboring harmonic, and because these harmonics are close together at that height, accuracy becomes extremely demanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next concerto, also on the natural trumpet, is by Johann Wilhelm Hertel, his trumpet concerto in D major. This is bright and elegant 18th century writing that provides an excellent bridge between the Baroque trumpet splendor and classical grace. Hertel's catalogue includes several concertos specifically for trumpet. Notice how the solo trumpet alternates between ceremonial fanfares and elegant singing phrases. Even in the 18th century, composers were discovering that brilliance and lyricism could coexist. This concerto is also played on a natural trumpet, and there are no valves for the performer's fingers. Every change of note you hear is being produced principally by lips and breath, selecting different natural resonances of a fixed length of tubing. Hertel wrote the concerto for Johann Georg Huss, and its finale pushes the natural trumpet into extremely difficult high register passage work. That makes Hertel particularly valuable to today's program. Rather than merely duplicating the Telemann, it can show us how far the natural trumpet technique had developed before the attempts to make the instrument chromatic. Thank you. Our next two concertos demonstrate the next stage of development of the trumpet. The keyed trumpet has open holes in the tube. On Anton Weidinger's keyed trumpet, the instrument for which Haydn and Hummel wrote their concertos, there were usually five keys controlling holes along the tube. With all the holes closed, the instrument behaved essentially like a natural trumpet. The player selected notes from its harmonic series using the lips. When the player pressed a key, however, it opened a hole in the tubing. That hole became approximately a new acoustic endpoint for the vibrating air column. In effect, it shortened the acoustically active length of the instrument, raising its fundamental pitch and giving the player access to a different harmonic series. The drawback to this is that not all notes have an equal sound. The different notes could have unequal tone colors and strengths. This was overcome with the later valve trumpet, which we will hear towards the end of our program. So we continue with Joseph Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat major. Written in 1796 for the keyed trumpet, Haydn exploits its newly available chromatic and lyrical possibility. This is particularly suitable because our recording actually uses the keyed trumpet for which Haydn wrote the concerto, rather than a modern valved trumpet. The orchestra also uses period instruments. Listen for the very first solo entry. Haydn immediately demonstrates the new keyed trumpet by writing notes that would have been impossible on the older natural trumpet. The slow movement may surprise you the most. Here the trumpet sings, almost like an operatic tenor. Thank you. Now we've got Johann Nepomuk Hummel's Trumpet Concerto in E major. Hummel, being the natural successor to Haydn, wrote this in 1803 for another Weidinger trumpet, more expansive and virtuosic while remaining exceptionally approachable. The original key is E major, although today it's commonly performed in E flat major. I would like you to compare Hummel's writing with Haydn's. The technical demands have increased enormously, yet the music never becomes mere display. To close our program, we're going to listen again to the third movement of that concerto that we just heard. This recording will now be in the common E-flat major version, rather than Hummel's original E major, and this time we're going to hear it performed on a modern valved trumpet. That difference actually adds another layer to our comparison, provided I suggest some comparisons. And what I would like you to compare are the tone, the keyed trumpeter's softer, less uniform color versus the modern trumpet's brighter, homogeneous sound. Projection, how much more readily the modern instrument seems to stand forward from the orchestra. Agility and security, particularly in Hummel's trills, flourishes, rapid changes of key, the finale deliberately makes considerable technical demands on the soloist. Blend, the keyed trumpeter's much sweeter sound blends particularly well with period woodwinds. The modern valved trumpet produces a rather different balance. And finally, which sound do you actually prefer? So, which did you prefer? There isn't a correct answer. This question is important because it turns our historical information into active listening, which is what our program is all about, the art of listening. In order to continue refining our art of listening to the trumpet, I invite you to join me on Thursday at 6 p.m. for more trumpet music, but this time shorter works, easier listening. See you then.